I don't think y'all understand how bad it is in the southeast right now. We have towns that don't exist anymore. Chimney Rock is gone. The city of Asheville is cut off from the world. This is not an exaggeration. All the bridges leading into the city have been washed away. They have no food, no power, no water, no internet, no cell service. They don't even have radio. It's a complete like dead zone. Like, no one knows what's going on in there. I don't think I'm being dramatic when I say that this is a Hurricane Katrina level event. There was a woman in my town who called for an ambulance, and the ambulance got stranded, and they were stranded for like 24 hours. And to my knowledge, the patient didn't make it. People are dying. They're still dying. I've been running the generator for the last 3 days, and we're starting to run out of gas. And this is on Highway 123 heading from Easley to Greenville. And this was a 1 mile long line to get gas because they were the only people we knew around that had gas left. I got all the way to the end and they were out. They had no gas. We checked every gas station in Pickens and Easley and Liberty. Nothing. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I run out of gas. I tell you that much. Try to steal some from my car maybe to keep my food cold. But even then, I don't know. This is the I-40 bridge, you know, from Tennessee to North Carolina. It's gone. It don't exist no more either.
I saw a big old fat log come out. My car, gone. It could have been up there, but I decided to be hard-headed. And now that poor car is holding on by a thread. I called the emergency. They said they're going to be on their way, but I don't know how many people are probably already calling them. I probably should have left. I should have listened to everybody. But did I? No, because I'm hard-headed, so.
Fake. Homes, hospitals, highways, and cars have been plunged underwater. Entire neighborhoods have been turned into lakes. Nobody's seen anything like it. And to every family that's been displaced here in Georgia and North Carolina, which has really been hit, we were going there also, and they don't have communication. They don't have anything right now. I just spoke to Elon. I'm getting him. We want to get Starlink hooked up because they have no communication whatsoever. And Elon will always come through. We know that. And so we're working on that, getting them hooked up. They asked me whether or not that would be possible. And we're going to try and get the Starlink in there as soon as possible because they have no communication. And throughout the region, our hearts are with you. And we are going to be with you as long as you need. It's called an hour of need. You're in our prayers. And we pray to God. And throughout this long weeks that lay ahead, you're going to have a lot of work, but the end result is it's going to be good. We just wish so many people weren't so badly hurt and in many cases, sadly, no longer with us.